Almost a month after the summer season was supposed to start, boat trips ferrying people to Skellighvihill in South Kerry will resume tomorrow. That's weather permitting, of course. Now, this follows a High Court decision yesterday that gave the go-ahead for landings which had been paused due to a legal dispute around permits. Last December, the OPW awarded 15 permits for boat operators for this summer. Two unsuccessful operators took legal action. Now, there's no final decision on the issues. They still have to be debated in court. But yesterday's judgment allows the resumption of the trips. For reaction to this, I'm joined by Norma Moriarty, Fianna Fáil councillor based in beautiful Waterville in County Kerry. Councillor Moriarty, good morning.
Good morning, Mary, and to all your listeners.
Look, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Star Wars brought it to an even wider world audience. How impactful was the absence of the boat trips for the boat operators and for the wider tourism industry in Kerry?
Enormously impactful. From a monetary perspective, I would venture to say it's in the millions of lost revenue up to this point. So it is, it was with great relief that we got the news yesterday that landings can resume. And we have, thankfully, a week of exceptional weather coming up. So landings are guaranteed from Sunday on for the next week. Mm. So it is really important that everything is in place, that the guides are back out on the island, and that everything is in place for those 15 boat operators to be able to take the maximum number of people out to experience it.
Amazing that the impact is in the millions, that you would say. People plan holidays to Kerry and to Ireland around a trip to Skellighvihill, and it's a trip that they have to book well in advance.
Absolutely. And having said that, when they do make that booking, they're always cautioned that weather will play a factor in it. So there's an understanding that they may be disappointed due to weather, but not due to bureaucracy. And there were an awful lot of people who came from overseas and who stayed in local, you know, accommodation and so on, and were unfortunately told, even in perfect weather conditions, that because of the situation that we found ourselves in, that they weren't able to access it. So there was a bit of reputational damage done here. Hopefully that can be rectified over time, that we can have renewed trust and faith in the process and access to the rock, because it is extraordinary. It's stunning. Mm. And hopefully now as well, we'll have good fair weather right throughout the rest of the season, but maybe even into the autumn. And I would love if the OPW would take that opportunity then to extend the closing date beyond its traditional closing date.
Do you think that is possible? Because anybody who's been out on the trip knows it is a rocky trip at the best of times, you know, even with the beautiful weather. So, you know, when you go into September and beyond, would it really be feasible to keep them going, do you think?
Genuinely, if the weather is fair and if the sea conditions allow, there should be no reason why it wouldn't be. And it's just to be open-minded around that and to allow that potential were it to come right. Mm. Because that would go a long way towards, as I said, towards basically getting us to a break-even position. Mm. Because the losses that have been incurred, it'll be quite difficult to make all of those losses up.
Yeah, there is another factor, of course, isn't there? And that is protection of the island.
100%. And the OPW deserve an awful lot of credit in terms of an awful lot of good things that are being done in all of our national monuments. And, you know, the guides that are out there, the conservation work that is ongoing, there's the old lighthouse that is being, you know, basically restored and developed as well. There would previously have been a sense maybe that the OPW didn't want anyone going on the island. All of that was dispelled at public consultation meetings over a year ago. And there was a great sense of you know, commitment being expressed there to continued access. And it is very unfortunate that, you know, this situation, you know, develops.
As we understand it, there will be a full hearing of all the issues on July the 21st. It's thank you very much indeed, Councillor Norma Moriarty, for joining us. It's 2 minutes to 9.